At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, we had a lot of stuff going on yesterday. College football at its best. Just some crazy games yesterday. We've gone through a lot of that. College basketball continues today with Mizzou taking on VMI. They will tip off. Let's see. What time does that one tip? Missouri doesn't look great to me yet. I know they're 2-0, 3:30 tip off for them against VMI. They need to tighten it up. Tighten it up defensively for sure. Simo made it a very close game, that second game. Well, we also have hockey to be concerned about. The Blues lost another game 4-3 to the Seattle Kraken in overtime. Joining us to talk about that and more is Dan O'Neill, longtime writer, covered the Blues for many years with the Post-Dispatch. How are you, Dan?
Good, Tom. Good to talk to you, buddy.
Good to talk to you. Before we talk some hockey, what's this new book you have going out? I see all kinds of celebrities holding it in all these photos. Those are real and authentic, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Of course they are. it's a children's book that I just published, and it's kind of a change of pace for me, although I would suggest that I've always written about children. It's just they used to make millions of dollars. But in this edition, anyway, this issue, I wrote a children's book. It's called The Day Avery Rose Lost Her Nose. My first grandchild is a little girl named Avery Rose, and she's Dan's daughter. You know my son, Dan. And, she came around and I was just smitten with her, and I sort of played around with this book for a while, just kind of didn't really have a book in mind, really. I was just, during times when I wasn't doing a whole lot, I'd sit down and write a few lines. And it's all rhyming and all in rhythm, and it just took me a while to do it, and I finally finished it, and I put it out this fall.
Dano, it looks great. I just held up for our viewers on YouTube, X, and Facebook the cover and the fact that the Beatles were holding it. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was great of the Fab Four to give me that promo. Yeah.
Really, really nice of them. And Tom Brady. And who else did I see? Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, I think I had Brett Hull. Brett Hull took a picture with it for me. And a few people.
That's awesome. You have covered some big celebrities in your day. As you look at this Blues team, they have a tremendous player in Jordan Binnington. The rest of the cast, I'm not so sure of right now. And if Binnington is not at his top game, I think they can be exposed a little bit. And I do believe that's what's happened here again, actually. The Blues are off to a slow start, Dan.
Yeah, it's really surprising, Tom, especially with Jim Montgomery as their coach. You know, he hasn't even been their coach for a full year or full season. And I really thought they'd get off to a great start this year, given how they finished when they made that change and brought in Jim Montgomery. They played great for him down the stretch last winter. And we're one of the best, if not the best, teams in the league. I thought they, with the training camp and everything under this new coach they had, I thought they'd get off to a great start. But I really don't know what's going on with them. There's something, I think you touched on it a little bit. It's really hard to judge any of their players, I think, right now, because in the context of the way they're playing as a team, I don't think anyone looks particularly good, including Jordan Bennington. There's just something, they're not in sync. There's something culturally not happening for them. They just haven't gotten it together. And like I said, the fact that Jim Montgomery's their coach, and you know, and a lot of situations like this, as has happened with the Blues a couple of times in recent years, when teams get off to a slow start, sometimes they change the coach. Well, that's not going to happen. I mean, Montgomery just got here, and he's got a long-term contract, so he's not going anywhere. So I just think they haven't quite found their identity, so to speak, thus far this season. But I still think they will. I really think their team's better than the one that finished the season last year. So I'm really kind of expecting them to find their way.
Blues made a move today. They assigned defenseman Logan Mailloux. He has looked overwhelmed at times to AHL, and they've recalled their defenseman Hunter Skinner. So Mailloux heads to the Thunderbirds. Dan, before we go, I saw that you had a signing recently in Afton. Where are you headed now as we get closer to the holidays? Will you do some more signings with the day Avery yeah. Rose lost her nose?
Yeah, I will be doing some, Tom. Thanks. I'll be doing a book signing at Christopher's in Kirkwood. That's right there on Argonne Road. This Saturday is coming Saturday from 1 to 3. And then the Saturday, Sunday after that, which is the 22nd, 23rd, I'll be at Lindbergh High. They have a big craft fair. I'll be there with all my books, including the new one. And the week after that, I am at Oakville High School. The weekend after that, I think it's December 3rd, December 4th. Same thing, have all my books, and I'll be there signing and kissing babies and shaking hands and all that sort of stuff.
And talking sports, because as you know, when you're out in public, people want to know your thoughts on Cardinals, Mizzou, SLU, Blues, all that stuff. And Dan is the man to answer those questions. We've had some great conversations through the years. The book is The Day Avery Rose Lost Her Nose. It is a children's book that Dan has written, and he is so kind to join us today. We're happy to return the favor and send people out to buy the book. It's great for the holidays, and we wish you all the best with it, Dan.
Thanks so much, Tom. It's great to talk to you, man.
Great to talk to Dan O'Neill, longtime writer, columnist, formerly at the Post-Dispatch, and he is very, very good at what he does. We're going to take a quick time out. We come back after the news with NFL picks. Chaim Bloom, Cardinals president of baseball operations, will be with us to talk baseball at 11:15. We're going to leave a little early at 11:30 for NFL action as the Patriots visit the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's going to be a good game. What's my pick on that? I'll tell you next.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.